This is a test recording on Thursday, the 13th of November. My Olympus is in its case at the moment, so I'm quite interested to see how this actually comes out. Jack and I are just on a little pilgrimage to Runcorn to see Dick Gochan play tonight, so let's see what happens.
I am a ramblin' Irishman, in all that I was born.
So we're now on the train from Eccles to Newtonley Willows, where we have to change. And then we have a 40-minute wait to get to the train that goes to Runcorn East. All has gone reasonably well so far.
Come gather round you people, you women and your men. Once more our backs are to the wall, we're being attacked again. Which side are you on?
Well, this is a very echoey waiting room in Newtonley Willows. For the first time in an age at this station, I've booked assistance, and I'm sad to say nobody's come. But we asked Alice to find us a seat, and she wouldn't find a seat, but she kept taking us to this sort of door with a lock on it, and then all of a sudden I found my hand up against a button. I pressed it to see where it would go, and it brought us in here, didn't it?
It brought us in here.
Yes.
Where people come, and nobody's ever brought out again.
Yes. And then we got in and we thought, we better see if we can get out. And we have been able to, so that's rather good. Anyway, we'll go and eat our apples now.
Yay!
Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Said James to Red Molly, well, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952.
We're just getting off at the next stop, just at Runcorn
East. Yeah. Yeah. Are you all right getting off? Do you need a hand or something?
We should be. My parents are coming to meet us, so will it be on the left-hand side or the right-hand side?
It'll be, as you're walking up towards the door,
Yeah. Now
it'll be on the left-hand side.
Okay, smash it. Thank you very much.
We will shortly be arriving at Runcorn East. Passengers are advised that there is a gap between the train and platform.
Yes, hello.
Please take care
leaving
the train. And all customers, please dispose litter in bins provided on trains and stations. Thank you.
Off it.
No, I'm just sat down.
All right.
Let me get up for you.
Are you alright? Just press the button for us when
the train gets in. Dog? Can you smell my dog? Bet you can. He wouldn't be as well behaved as you. That's for sure.
I'm going to let you know when I'm off, Jack, alright? Along the lead, Alice. So you can get off okay.
You can usually hear as well when the doors are really torn.
Yeah, they get beeps.
Can I just
switch it there,
guys?
So yep.
I can open this door so that I know I need to get towards the door so I can let you all off. See, I'm going to open some sort.
There you go, sir.
What,
do you have to
do?
Put a key in?
Yes. I'm going to put a key in to activate it and then I'll release all the doors. Sorry,
are
you all right now?
Yes, thank you. And you get one. Okay. Can you take Jack down and I'll pull you in, Alice? Is that alright? Yeah. Okay. He's hurt his ankle, Dad, so don't rush off. Go flat, Jack, for a bit. Steady, Alice. Round we go. Yeah, I'm coming. Dad, tell him whether they're up or down. Come on, Al. Only a few more now, Jack.
Good.
place.
Well, you must have sun when they come. You was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart, just like a laurel, grew twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. Well, it's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to be in. It's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're getting, it's what you do with what you're...
So we're now at the Brindley Theatre in Runcorn. I've had fish and chips with Mum and Dad, and we just had a very expensive bottle of Magners. It's £3.50 each.
Typical of the
North. Yes, dreadful. Nothing on draft at all. But
it isn't actually, it's very abnormal.
Yes, but we're here.
Yes.
And that's the main thing.
It is.
All its gay train, or the splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Friendship and honour unite and flourish.
So we're just stood outside, well, we're just stood in the doorway of the Brindley Theatre now, having seen the Dick Gotton gig. There was actually a support act, a guy called Jimmy Page, who was from California, and he wasn't a bad guitarist at all. We were quite suitably impressed.
He's very, very good.
Yeah. Dick, unfortunately, has laryngitis, which meant he probably didn't play as long as he normally would have done. But, you know, there's nothing worse than singing with a poorly voice. Absolutely nothing worse at all.
He battled through.
Yeah, he did. And what's more, when he was probably feeling terrible, he came and said hello to us, didn't he, when we asked, could we have a word with him?
That little two-minute hello, as I just said tonight, it makes all the difference.
It was worth putting hope into kennels for, and coming all the way here and waiting 40 minutes at Newtonley Willows for the next train and all that sort of thing. Definitely. I'd say overall it's been a very good evening that we both enjoyed, haven't we?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'd always
and we sang
worthwhile.
And we sang along, didn't we, to Geronimo's Cadillac.
Keep an eye out for a boo on my account, which is coming up soon, inspiration for the last song Jimmy did.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was listening to the news the other day, heard a fat politician who had the nerve to say he was proud to be Scottish, by the way, with the glories of our past I remember. Here's to us, was like us, listen to the cry, no surrender to the truth, and here's the reason why. The power and the glories, just another bloody lie, they use to keep us all in line. But there's no gods, and there's precious few heroes, but there's plenty on the dole in the land of the veal. And it's time now to sweep the future clear of the lies of a past that we'll always never feel.
Just one last little addition to this boo was when we got outside the theatre, there was a lady and a man selling vouchers. And we heard something about reptiles, and we heard something about kids' parties, and it kind of made us prick up our ears. So Jack then went to ask what it was about, and in the actual theatre, because Dick was playing in the studio, but in the theatre they had Annie Get Your Gun, and at one point there was a live Burmese python on stage. And so we asked what they were selling vouchers for, and it was so that you could have this python and various lizards and things come to your house for parties, like for children and things like that. And they then offered very kindly to get the snake out for Jack to meet. So this audio boo will include a picture of Jack meeting Casper the snake, and in the background you'll see my dad and somebody else who's making a fuss of Alice. I think it was the lady's son. So what did you think about meeting the snake, Jack?
Oh, it was brilliant. I mean, I've always loved snakes, right since I was a little kid, and always wanted to meet a Burmese python, and this fella was 10 feet in length, and he weighed in at 2 stone, which, for any American listeners, is 28 pounds, or about 40 kilo.
And did they say he was so many times stronger than the world's strongest man or something?
I believe he's twice as strong as the world's strongest man. I mean, you've got to imagine this is 10 foot of solid muscle. It took 2 men to hold him up in the air. And basically, the way I was holding him, I mean, you've got to imagine, I'm just a shade over 6 feet tall. And this snake was, they had to lift him, took 2 people to lift him over my head. And I had to crouch down to get him round my neck. And then we had to lift him up a bit so that nobody would stand on his tail. But for such a big creature, big reptile, he was unbelievably calm and placid. Apparently they take him to nursery schools.
Yeah, they said that, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were a really nice couple, because they had actually already put him away in his vivarium or whatever he was travelling in the car. And they we didn't really have to ask them, but they could probably tell. I bet Jack's face was an absolute picture, because he absolutely adores snakes. But the funniest thing was when my dad came to collect us, I said to him, "Dad, can you just wait here a minute, because we've just got to meet this snake."
And he didn't want to go. He started to tie himself in a big knot. It was almost like he was trying to body slam.
Not my dad, that is. That's
no,
a snake.
No.
Anyway, we'll go for now, and I'll edit this into some kind of boo that I can put up later. I may possibly put some Dick Gohan in it as well. I'm not sure yet, but we'll see.
Remember, didn't really say.
No.
Gonna sing.
Picture on a mowing jail time south, but he couldn't look a good force in the mouth. Sergeant, sergeant, don't you feel there's something wrong with your automobile? Warden, warden, ain't it strange? It didn't have no cars on the Indian range. Governor, governor, listen to me, be brave. Set Geronimo free. Oh, boys, take me back. I want a ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh, boys, take me back. I want a ride in Geronimo's Cadillac.